Some 300,000 Arab Americans live in Michigan, many of them in the Detroit area, including the suburb of Dearborn. It's a close-knit community built on conservative social values. In the 1990s, more than one-third of Arab Americans in the United States identified themselves as Republicans. But community leaders here say that has changed. Osama Siblani is the publisher of ArabAmericanNews.com. He says years of what many in his community describe as anti-Arab and anti-Muslim sentiment in the Republican Party since 2001 have soured Arab Americans on this year's primary elections.
When it comes to religious values and family values and entrepreneurship, small businesses, we are on the side of the Republican. And that's why I just don't see how the Republicans could alienate such a very powerful community that fits right in their agenda, on the domestic agenda.
Warren David heads the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee in Washington. He says in 35 years of political activism, he's never seen so little campaign enthusiasm among the more than 3 million Arab Americans, many of whom traditionally supported Republicans.
Some of them are still supporting candidates, but for the most part, there's a lot of them that are not really excited at all about the Republican Party.
Officially, the Republican Party says it wants everyone to feel welcome. But Arab American groups say the war in Iraq, as well as domestic anti-terrorism measures, which they say have resulted in ethnic profiling, have left Arab Americans frustrated with the conservative political landscape. A 2010 poll by Zogby International showed only 12% of Arab Americans born outside the country want to see Republicans in control of Congress.
We need broccoli! Please, thank you.
But at this Lebanese bakery in Dearborn, people seemed more concerned about the party's fiscal policy than any other single issue.
They work only for the rich people. They don't really pull for the middle class and the lower class people.
I think that the Republicans push more for war, and it seems like the money is going outside of the country, where basically I don't think it should go. It should stick here, where we're hurting more than basically half of the world.
We're here as Americans.
Several key Arab American groups recently endorsed Ron Paul for the Republican presidential nomination. Community leaders like Osama Siblani say the move is partly an olive branch to the Republican Party, a message that Arab Americans are ready again to engage in dialogue with a party they say has abandoned them. Mana Ravi, VOA News, Dearborn, Michigan.